All right, with that, I now turn the call over to our first speaker, Baruch Barzel, the Israeli mathematician. Baruch, go ahead, take it away.
Thank you very much, Larry. How do we mitigate the spread of COVID-19 without completely crippling our economy? You see, my lab at Bar-Ilan University deals with network science. We study biological, infrastructure, brain networks. But recently, since the onset of the pandemic, we have directed our focus quite naturally to social networks and how we can use them to understand, predict, or mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And we came up with an idea that I believe can be a game changer along this path. We call it alternating quarantine. You partition society into two groups, cohort number one, the red group, cohort number two, the blue group. And then you have these groups alternating between work and quarantine in weekly succession. So in week number one, cohort number one, the red group, they go to work, shopping, send their kids to school, they live. While the blue group is instructed to stay at home and isolate themselves. And then in week number two, they switch. The blue group becomes active and the red group enters quarantine and they continue with this cycle. So what do we get from this? Well, we get the benefit of best of both worlds. Let's understand this. The first is the easy part. From the socioeconomic perspective, you get a 50% continuously active economy. At every point of time, half of the people can remain active. And from the individual perspective, it's much less stressful. Instead of an extended period of quarantine, you only have to isolate for a week at a time. But I think, especially in light of what Larry just mentioned in terms of the data on jobs, what's really crucial is that it's much more egalitarian. You see, if you are, like me, a scientist, COVID-19 is an inconvenience, but it's not an economic collapse. But if you're a small business owner or a restaurant owner, this has been devastating. What the alternating quarantine regime does is that it spreads the mitigation more in a more egalitarian fashion. Everyone suffers a 50% reduction in activity. So this restaurant owner, she can still run her restaurant full time, only with half of the customers and half of the staff, depending on the red and blue cycles. So the socioeconomic benefits are very intuitive and clear, but what does this do to the disease? You see, we asked ourselves, why does this virus spread so violently? I mean, we are strictly isolating everyone that's sick. If you show symptoms today, you're isolated. Nobody gets near you. But the problem is that this virus has a secret weapon because from the time you're exposed, it takes 5 or 6 days for the onset of symptoms. And during this incubation period, you're already becoming infectious. We call these the invisible spreaders. For all practical purposes, I may already be infected, but since I still do not show symptoms, I'm not cautious around my network, my friends are not cautious around me, and so I'm an invisible spreader. And these are the people who are contributing to the spread of this pandemic. But how do we selectively isolate the invisible spreaders? Well, the answer is, of course, you can't. They're invisible. But alternating quarantine achieves this quite naturally. Imagine that I'm in the red group. So in week number one, I go to work. I might get infected some days into that week, and within a couple of days, I'll enter my most dangerous phase. I'll enter my invisible spreading phase. But here's the point. Within these couple of days, I'll enter week number two, and then I'll be isolated at home. So alternating quarantine naturally directs you to be at home exactly at the time of your suspected peak infectious period. By the end of week number two, well, if I develop symptoms, naturally I need to isolate, but I'm no longer an invisible spreader. I now have symptoms. Everyone knows I'm sick. If I do not develop symptoms by the end of week number two, then most chances are, it's not 100%, but most chances are that I was never infected, I'm clear to go, and I can resume work in week number three according to the plan. So it's like a ratchet movement. What you get, and this is exactly where I need you concentrated, you get the weekly periodicity to naturally synchronize with the disease timescales in a way that it works like a ratchet movement, every weekly cycle removing the invisible spreaders until after a couple of cycles you end up with a predominantly healthy workforce. So here is the number one question, how many cycles? And the answer is according to our simulations, which were done under the most strict and detailed conditions. According to our simulations, it depends on how much risk you're willing to take, but we're talking about something like 5 to 6 weeks until you get this predominantly healthy workforce and you eradicate the COVID-19 from society. Now, 5 to 6 weeks is a mitigation performance that is comparable to a 75-80% full lockdown. The data shows that even the strictest countries weren't able to enforce this level of reduction in economic activity. So you get a mitigation effect of a 75 to 80% full lockdown, but you still get an economy which is reasonably active at a 50% capacity. You get the best of both worlds. Now, since we published this, we've been in contact with something like 10 different governments, and we brought up a team on all the practical implementation. How do you partition a society at a national level? How do you garner cooperation? How robust is this strategy against partial cooperation? Because social science is never an exact science, and there are always defectors and people cutting corners. We put all that in, and there are many details, most of them way beyond what I can insert within a 6-minute pitch. So the strategy does require some effort in terms of planning and in terms of implementation. But in light of its clear socioeconomic and epidemiological benefits, I believe this effort is undoubtedly merited.